Well, we're back at Socially Served, and thanks for joining us. And today we're with actually a couple of people here, and I'm going to introduce them. We're with a company called Digitally Accessible, and we have Juan, Mark, and Andrew, who's one of actually a new hire on from with the company itself. And I wanted to kind of introduce the company and talk a little bit about our program. The Disability Channel has been a big partner with our accessible media program in conjunction with Mohawk College. And we're going to actually speak to one of the employers who have hired one of our applicants who have finished this amazing program. It's all about accessibility. Basically, the channel has provided sort of the practicum or experiential type of learning for our candidates who have gone through the program. And right now, we're going to just talk to one of the employers who have hired our candidate and talk a little bit about accessibility. And I'm going to throw the question over to Juan, who is one of the chief operating officers of this company, and talk a little bit about how your company started. It's an interesting format that you have, because when you look at your company's name, Digitally Accessible, there's the L's are like ones, and maybe you can tell our viewers about that.
Hey, Frank, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us on the show. Yes, so my name is Juan Olarte. I'm the CEO for Digitally Accessible. The company really started, it's been a work in progress for the last 11 years. I've been doing accessibility for the last 20 years. I'm visually impaired myself, so I know what inaccessible content means for people with disabilities. Now, in the experience of working with different organizations to help them understand what accessibility is and how they can become accessible, I started to create a framework, and then I met Mark, and then we decided to create an accessibility company, really to put our expertise together and help organizations as well as individuals really understand what accessibility is. Now, you're right. So the A11Y stands for accessibility, and that's kind of like the acronym or how the accessibility community is known. So it really is between the two A's. There are 11 characters, and that's why it's A11Y.
Who would have thought? Mark, I'd like to introduce you as the co-partner with the company, and maybe explain how you and Juan kind of came together and formatted this amazing organization.
Thank you for having us, and definitely, yes, it's funny how our favorite word that Juan and I have is serendipity, and so many things sort of seem to align with the both of us and myself. I also have lots of years in operations and in leadership, and Juan and I, we had worked together previously in helping other companies meet their accessibility needs. And afterwards, we got together and realized that there had to be a better way. And through some strong conversations and some quick planning, Juan and I decided, you know what? We do know there has to be a better way, and we know that we can actually bring it to the forefront. So we got together. We decided that instead of always talking about it, that let's literally put pen to paper, and then paper to thought, and then thought to action. And Digitally Accessible was born. And already we're making an impact and meeting great people, helping great companies, and bringing on great resources. So we always wanted to make sure that we literally walked the walk instead of just talking about it. And throughout our organization, we make it a point to always have making sure that things are inclusive for people with disabilities is number one. And that's from our hiring practices, our tools in our solution.
No, I think that's wonderful. And you know what? It is interesting that you mentioned, walking the walk. There are a lot of, it's all about education, right? And a lot of organizations, they know they need to be compliant. They know about AODA. They know about being inclusive. But it's that education piece and being able to address that with organizations and doing what you're doing in terms of your services. And maybe I'm just going to introduce Andrew to the group. As Andrew is actually a graduate from Mohawk with our Accessible Digital Media Program in conjunction with the Disability Channel. And I have to tell you that this program also is sponsored by the Ministry of Training and Employment Ontario. They're a big partner in making this happen. So I have to plug them in, you know, I have to give them that plug. But Andrew, maybe you want to talk a little bit about your experiences with Digital Accessible and sort of how you came about to be equation of this company.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reiterate what the other two said. Just thanks for having us on. And I guess at the end of last year, I took the course with Mohawk. I have a background in multimedia. So that partnered with finishing the course, there was a good fit, and been with the team for about a month now, and it's just been amazing. Hit the ground running and just go. So it's been fantastic.
Well, that's great to hear. So what have you been doing for the team, like in terms of your job and the tasks that you're doing? What are you doing?
Video production and just making sure it's up to the accessibility standard. And then recently started doing some social media content as well. So they keep me busy.
And of course, all in an accessible format, right?
That's absolutely, key. Absolutely. Right. 100%.
And that's what you've learned in the program too.
Yes. Yeah. So again, my background in multimedia, partnered with the course, it was a great fit.
Oh, that's excellent to hear. Now I'm going to throw a question over to Juan. So Juan, tell us a little bit about what your company does. Like, what kind of services do you provide?
Correct. So we help organizations really understand what their accessibility needs are, so they can in turn help users with disabilities get access to their products. So a lot of the times we provide training, we provide gap analysis, additives, or automated exams, just to really understand what different accessibility obstacles are for people with disabilities. And we offer consultation as well. So we help them every single step of the way to really understand how accessibility can be created in the development life cycle of an IT project.
Wow. Do you do like a web accessibility audits, or like how do
Correct.
You?
It is web accessibility. So anything related to digital, whether it's going to be a mobile app, a website, depending on what stage they are, whether it's going to be later on the application has been built. So we go do an audit, provide a accessibility feedback in terms of what needs to be done, and then we work one on one with the development team to ensure that accessibility is fixed. Or we can work early on before the application has been created. We will work with the business owners, we will work with the developers, as well as with the testers to really help integrate accessibility and what it means for each of the roles.
So Mark, are you finding now with sort of deadlines upcoming in terms of compliance with AODA and, companies want to be more compliant. They want to have more visitors to their websites and making sure that they're accessible. Are you finding there's a big surge in that now?
Well, you know, Frank, it's like almost everything. When the deadlines are coming up, everyone has the best of intentions, but not always the best of execution of actually meeting those deadlines. So the initial deadline of Jan 1, 2021, in which everyone had to be compliant, it came, and I think it snuck up on a lot of people. Not everyone, but it snuck up on a lot. And with everything that has been going on in 2019, 2020, that's not that surprising. So what we found is by being there to support our clients and any company that's out there that needs to meet the mandate and be able to report once the reporting mandate comes around, which is the next sort of milestone that is looming on people's schedules, we're here to help them do it, because becoming compliant, it can be really complex, and our mantra is to simplify it for them. and to support them and to be and to work with them, their internal teams, their stakeholders, their development teams, and help them actually meet the requirements to be compliant with all the AODA or even with some of our American clients at ADA.
Okay, so it's interesting. Yeah, compliance is, that's a thing. There is a lot to do. And so you kind of empower these organizations to create a pathway for them to find out what tools they have. Definitely. How do they do the reporting for the ministries? Because they have to comply, do the compliance with that. So there is a lot involved. So it's interesting how, with the recent pandemic, how things have changed. Like operations are operating remotely, just like we're doing this interview. We would have been in the studio, but now we're doing the interview here. But we're still communicating. We're still doing these things.
Well, so think about it this way, Frank. There was a time when it was normal for people to be in the office, where I think the norm right now is for people to be working from their home office. So you can see where I am right now, which is definitely not in downtown Toronto. It's more in downtown Toronto bedroom. And, and with that, that means that many more people are accessing their office, their life, and everything through this digital means.
Exactly that. And you know what? We're going to take a brief commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about working remotely, because you're opening up many opportunities for a lot of our graduates that are coming through, learning how to work remotely. This is nothing new. So we'll be back after this important message. So don't go anywhere.